This does not feel like compromise. I think it actually is an honest try. A longing in my heart that could be realized.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode here at Communion and Shalom. I'm here with Lyndon Hope. Lyndon, this is your very first album that you are in process of producing. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is called Songs for the Bees. Could you share with us what that is and what inspired you?
Yeah. So it's not songs for bugs, as some might imagine. It is songs for people who have the same convictions I do in regards to faith and sexuality. So I'm side B, so I believe in the traditional sexual ethic, but I'm also gay. So holding that tension, you know, is difficult. And that's what these songs are about. It's about just pain, longing, anger, grief, hope, surrender, all these emotions, bringing them to God in just raw, here it is, God, all of my heart, even though it's some of it is, you know, really raw.
Mm-hmm. Have you always seen yourself as a songwriter and musician throughout your life, or did that develop later?
So I grew up in a home that was full of music. My mom taught piano and violin lessons as I was growing up. And so there was always, and I was homeschooled for a lot of my life. So I was always around when just kids were screeching around on the violin or on the piano. And so was just surrounded by music. My mom was on the worship team. And I remember for a while, the worship team would come practice at our house. And I would come in, didn't have a guitar at that point, but I would like borrow my mom's little violin and pretend it was a guitar, so and just sing along. So yeah, have been surrounded by music my whole life. As far as songwriting, I think I wrote my first song when I was maybe 9, and I vaguely remember it being about friendship, which I feel like is very appropriate even now. So
yeah, for those who are less familiar with the Side B community, friendship is such a strong theme and core value because we're in a culture that prioritizes one specific friendship above all else, romantic marital relationships. And so it takes a lot of work to reclaim our friendships as being valuable and important for us, especially those who are committed to potentially lifelong celibacy. But also proudly as just an important thing for all of humanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was reading just recently Common Good magazine. They had a nice little article on Switchfoot, which actually another Side B friend, Colin Bryce, was quoted in.
No way.
Which was fun just to see him in there.
Okay.
But they had a quote from John Foreman where he says, "Songwriting is a safe vehicle to explore unsafe terrain. Even if you come back to the same spot without any definitive conclusions, you know more." Has that mapped onto your own songwriting experience?
Oh, yeah. That's a really interesting kind of metaphor. First of all, I love John Foreman, especially his solo stuff. Yeah, I think he's one of the great songwriters of our time. So there's that. But yeah, so as far as like songwriting being a safe vehicle to explore kind of this uncharted territory that it feels dangerous sometimes. Yeah, I absolutely can see the truth in that, and that resonates. Like as I was coming out to myself, pretty much the only way I could even, because I was so internally homophobic at first, because I had suppressed for 10 years, pretty much the only way I could figure out how to communicate my feelings at all was through story and song. And so, yeah, I feel like that is absolutely true.
I was hearing different people's kind of coming up to themselves stories, and often there's this someone, you know, people going to the mirror and being like, I'm gay. And, you know, first they remember very poignantly the first time they said it aloud. So I'm just picturing you for the first time strumming your guitar and singing, I'm gay.
It wasn't maybe quite like that, but that is a funny thing to picture.
How long has this kind of album idea of Song for the Bees been in your mind?
Wow. Well, originally I wrote these songs purely as my own therapy for myself. Like genuinely, I would write a song. I would come into my therapist's office and be like, I wrote a song about what I'm feeling. And then I would play it for her.
Wow. That's beautiful.
So it was an audience of one. And God, so two. But then, you know, I've shared with a few people here and there, but it has remained very small. And this is over a period of 7 years that I've written these songs. And until Revoice, so this year's Revoice, which is a conference, to those who aren't familiar, that encourages Side B Christians to flourish in their faith. So Art Pereira asked me, hey, do you have any songs about, you know, faith and sexuality? I was like, actually. And so he was like, you ever thought about like playing them? Like maybe you could do like a concert at Revoice. And I was like, oh, that's a big leap from therapist office to Revoice. but I was like, you know what? Sure. Let's just go for it. Let's see what happens. So ended up, just taking a big leap. And playing some of my songs at the concert at the Revoice conference, and was just kind of blown away by people's responses, just like siblings in Christ coming to me afterwards and just saying like, this song really made me weep because it helped them feel seen and known. And it just made me realize, like, we need meaningful art to echo back to us the reality of our existence. And, you know, maybe I'm not just meant to keep these songs to myself. Maybe there is something that God wants to do with them. And so, first of all, I decided to throw up like a Google form, very, you know, not professional at all. Just like, hey, if you feel like you want to maybe support an album sometime in the future, here's a Google form to fill out. And the next morning, I woke up and saw that $6,000 was pledged to support an album.
Wow.
I was like, Oh, all right. I'll just keep walking forward and seeing what God does. Cause as long as the doors keep opening, I'm just gonna keep walking. So yeah, then I met with a few music producers, tried to like figure out who might be a good fit, who could like hold the tension with me, who would be willing to just work with my friends, because an important part of this was I want this to be kind of a communal project where I can bring in my queer Christian friends to play. Yeah, so I'm working with an incredible music producer who was in Jars of Clay, a guitarist, Matthew Odemark, and he's really chill, really laid back. He's a great guy. Yeah, so I decided, you know, I'm going to launch a Kickstarter because I don't have any money to do this. So that's where I'm at.
Wow. Wow. Thanks for sharing that story. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting. And I was bummed. So this was, you got to play in that cool theater, right?
It was so amazing. Yeah, the venue. Mm-hmm.
I was unable to make it to the venue.
Oh, that's okay.
It was a beautiful space, and I just heard such good things from you, and I think there was a couple other musicians who shared.
Yeah, there was Elijah Harrell, I think, and Michelle Desarnaud did some poetry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the little bit that I've heard, which I will be, in a second, we'll be playing a part of a song, a whole song? I forget what you're sending my way.
Yeah, a part of the song. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Mm-hmm. Listeners, you will get a little tease of what is to come, and then we'll share a link to the Kickstarter. And when does the Kickstarter close?
So it closes November 22nd. So we're coming up on, you know, it's pretty close here. Thankfully, I'm like 69% of the way there, though. So that's really good news.
Sweet.
So I'm very hopeful it's all going to come through in the end. But yeah, I've just been amazed at God's faithfulness so far. And I'm really excited.
I want to, my own pitch, for side B art. I just, and like power of storytelling, it's so important and just like, I mean, you talked about it from just this work of, you know, like your own spiritual work of what it meant for you to process through emotionally and with the Lord. And I just think of filling out that imaginative space. A big conviction of communion and shalom is that truth can't stand on its own, but it always needs goodness and beauty along with it.
Yeah.
And that they hold together. And so I'm an engineer by background, so I am so thankful for my artist friends. I mean, there's engineers who are musicians as well. I'm not one of them. I'm a spreadsheet guy. But just so thankful for my musical friends, songwriting friends. And you said stories as well. Might we see a book by you at some point?
Oh, dear. I don't know. I don't know if you had a book. But I did write it ended up being about 50 pages of a story. Basically, if you've seen the movie Inside Out, it's something along those lines of just me interacting with different parts of me. And one of the parts is representative of my gayness. And so it's me interacting with that character as well as like other parts of me. So. Yeah.
Last question before we jump off. Can you tell us about Lyndon Hope?
Ah, yes. So Lyndon Hope is my stage name. I could have used my real name, but I am actually a mental health therapist. And the primary reason that I wanted a stage name was because I didn't necessarily want the very first thing that if clients Google my name to be like, oh, it's all these very vulnerable songs about faith and sexuality. Not that I'm afraid of people finding those things, but it's just like, maybe not the first, like the very first thing,
yeah,
you know? So just to provide some safety for my clients of like, you know, so my name Lindsay means of the linden tree. What I think is super cool is the linden tree is nicknamed the bee tree.
Ah,
yeah.
That's perfect.
I know. So I was like, well, there it is. And Hope is my middle name. So it works.
When I first came to Revoice and I saw these little bee stickers around, I was like, that's kind of weird.
How random.
And then over time, I've really taken to it. And
yeah.
Just, it's such a, like, side B, being part of the Bees is, you know, it means more when people sometimes, we're both in denominations where gay and such labels can be viewed with a lot of suspicion. And I feel like those labels can get used in a lot of different ways by different people and mean different things. But Side B contains so much richness, and it has this whole culture and community, these the theological beliefs, the sacrifices and hopes that we hold on to together. It's a very rich, I guess, image for me. So, anyways.
The bees, which is just very endearing.
And they're cute little bees.
Our
local our local side bee community right now, our group chat image is pancakes because we got breakfast together, and I'm looking for the right pancake image with like bees on it.
Anyways, that would be perfect. Pancakes.
If you have any graphic designers who want to put pancakes and bees together, send me an email.
Will do.
Well, thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Enjoy, listeners, and give what you can. Send some love, not just to this project, but really it is love to the whole community of bees.
I'm Lyndon Hope, a Side B queer Christian singer-songwriter, and I'm currently raising funds through Kickstarter in hopes of recording a full-length album entitled Songs for the Bees. These are songs born out of my own journey navigating the tension between my faith and sexuality. My primary hope is that these songs can help my Side B friends know that they're not alone as they wrestle with God in pain, longing, anger, sorrow, hope, and surrender. If you'd like to see this album become a reality, please give any amount on my Kickstarter page by November 21st.
See the link to the Kickstarter in the show notes to support this album.